Masechet Shviyos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous parak, we discussed a Sdei Ilan, a field of trees, and when it's able to be plowed on the sixth year up until how close to the seventh year. So the Mishnah now here discusses other fields. At Emesai Karshan B'Sdei Alavan, Erev Shviyos. Until what point are you allowed to plow a Sdei Alavan, which literally means a white field? The Rav says it's referring to a field of Tavua, of grain, and Kitnius, of beans. So when can you until when can you plow this Sdei Alavan, the grain field, Erev Shviyos, on the year right before Shviyos, at the end of the sixth year? So the Mishnah says, Asha Tichla Alecha, until the moisture dries up, the liquid in the ground from the rain, as long as the ground was still moist, you were allowed to plow. Kolzman Shibnei Adam Chershim Lita B'Mikshayis B'Medleis. As long as people were still Chershim, they were still plowing, in order to plant Mikshais and Midlais, plant melon fields and gourd fields. As long as there was still moisture in the ground, they were still able to plant another crop of the melon and gourds. These things grew in the summer months. And as long as they were still able to be planted in the moist ground, so he can plow for that reason, because it's to benefit the crop of the sixth year. But later than that, it's going to look like it's for the seventh year, and he's going to have to stop plowing. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Nasata teras kol achad v'achad v'yaday." Reb Shimon questions that how could this be the shear? It's something that's not very definitive. And nasata teras kol achad v'achad v'yaday, you're placing the terah, the halacha, for each and every individual v'yaday in his own hand. Everyone is going to now be left to decide: is my ground moist enough or not? Each field, but depending on the terrain and the weather and whatever it was. And there'll be a lot of room for people to be merheter, to, you know, make a mistake and say that, you know, really my ground is moist enough, I could still plow. It's not going to be a clear halacha. So therefore, Reb Shimon said that it should be set b'stei alavan for the grain field. It should always be ad Pesach until Pesach, b'stei ilan ad atzeres, and for a tree field until atzeres, until Shavuos. Even the first opinion that said that it was dependent on the moisture in the ground, that also fell out shortly after Pesach time, so it was close to the same time. But Rav Shimon wanted that it should be set exactly by Pesach, and everybody should have the same exact halacha, and it shouldn't be dependent on each individual field. The Rav points out here, and we mentioned this already in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Dalet, that this all is not applicable nowadays, because since Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin paskened, like the opinion in Mishnah Dalet in the last parak, that there's no source in the pasuk for this prohibition to plow at the end of the sixth year, it's only Alech Moish M'Sinai, therefore it's only applicable in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and nowadays it's not applicable anymore, and one can plow whether it's a Sdei Alavan or a Sdei Ilan up until Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the seventh year. Mishnah Beis, the Mishnayos now, the next four Mishnayos discuss what different works were allowed to be done throughout the sixth year before the seventh year, before Shemitah. So the Mishnah says, Mezablin, you're allowed to scatter Zebel, which is fertilizer, Uma'adrin, and you can hoe, but Mekshayis u'Medlois, with the melon and the gourd plants. These were, again, crops that grew in the summer and were out at the end of the sixth year. So you're allowed to do these works of fertilizer and hoeing ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the seventh year. These things were done for the benefit of the crop of the sixth year, and so that's why they was allowed. Mechem b'beis hashlachem, and so too also in a field that's a beis hashlachem, an irrigated field. So it got its water from irrigation ditches, not from the rain. These fields tended to grow slower, and there were still crops late into the sixth year, and the plowing was for the benefit of these. The work that was done, the hoeing and the fertilizer, was done for the benefit of the crops of the sixth year. Mishnah continues, Miyablin, you can remove, Yabelis is like a wart. You can remove these wart-like growths on the trees, and Mefarkim, you can cut down extra leaves from the trees so it shouldn't be so heavy and weigh down the tree. Ma'abkin, you can spread out dirt over the roots of the trees that became uncovered. Ma'ashnin, you can smoke around the tree, cause smoke to blow around the tree to kill out worms or insects that live around the tree. The smoke would keep, was an insecticide. Ad Rosh Hashanah, these four different malachas were allowed to be done until Rosh Hashanah. That's because these malachas were anyways only Asamid Rabbanan on the actual Shemitah year. It was only Asamid Rabbanan. And so before Shemitah, during the sixth year, these were all allowed to be done. Rav Shimon says, Af Naitol Hu Es Ha'olam and Eshkol B'Shvis. You can even also cut off extra leaves from an Eshkol, from a cluster of grapes or fruit. Cutting out the leaves would help the fruit grow better. Rav Shimon held that it was just preventative, that it was preventing harm to the tree from the excess leaves around the fruit area. But that's Rav Shimon's opinion, and therefore it's allowed to be done. However, the Tanna Kamma seemingly disagrees on this, and it was only Rav Shimon's opinion. The Tanna Kamma held that this was more than just preventative, it actually aided in the growth of the tree, and therefore it was not allowed to be done.